You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Waves hammered the jagged main shoreline as dust bled lavender across the Atlantic, spray shimmering like shattered amethyst in the last light. Marina Cortez stood on the splintered dock outside the forgotten fishing village of Greywater, hair whipping in the cold brine-stung wind. She should have left hours ago, her charter finished, her research samples packed. But something in the surf kept calling her back, a pulse that thrummed in her bones louder than the boat engine coughing at her back. A gull's cry fractured the hush, and Marina's gaze drifted to the horizon where storm clouds, heavy as secrets, rolled toward land. She tasted electricity on her tongue, then heard it, a low, lupin growl where no wolf should roam. Instinct froze her breath. From the edge of the pier, yellow eyes ignited in the gloom, and a massive shadow detached itself from the pilings. Marina stumbled as the creature padded forward, an impossible wolf, its charcoal coat glistening seawater, brine dripping from fangs that caught the dying light. Marina's logical mind sputtered. Wolves didn't swim miles out in frigid currents. Yet this one moved with the certainty of a monarch reclaiming a throne. Panic vaulted through her chest. She turned to flee, but slick boards betrayed her. She slipped, then felt jaws clamp on her thick canvas sleeve, not tearing, only hauling her back from the precipice like a lifeline. The wolf's eyes, fathomless, aching, met hers. They weren't the eyes of a beast. They were human in their sorrow. Lightning cleaved the sky. In that white flash, the wolf contorted, bones twisting, sinew knitting into the towering silhouette of a man. Bare-chested, scars rippling over a frame carved from tide and stone, he loomed before her. Black hair soaked and tangled, he radiated an ancient authority that chilled and heated her in the same breath. I am Killian Tidebound, he said, voice husky as the ocean floor. And you, Marina, are mine by oath older than these cliffs. She staggered back. You know my name? It was whispered long before your first breath. He extended a calloused hand, chains of salt-encrusted silver clinking at his wrist. The metal glowed, runes etched deep. Come willingly. The sea has chosen. No. The refusal escaped before terror could muzzle it. I choose my own tides. Wind screamed through warped masts, and rain suddenly sheeted, drenching them in moments. Killian's jaw flexed, pain flickering behind unyielding certainty. If you do not come, the sea will take you by force. Better my arms than her depths. Another boom, thunder or heart, she couldn't tell. Marina's research vessel lurched against its ropes, hull crunching wood. A rogue wave surged, higher than any recorded swell, and slammed into the dock. Planks splintered like matchsticks, water exploding around her ankles, calves, waist. She gasped as icy current clawed her legs, pulling. Killian's chains rattled. He seized her, hoisting her effortlessly against his chest. As the pier disintegrated, he leapt, muscles coiling, landing on rocky shore beyond the surge line. The ground tremored under the next breaker, as if Poseidon himself demanded tribute. Marina thrashed. Put me down. I don't need saving, especially not by someone who thinks he owns me. Killian's lips curved, sorrowful. You misunderstand. I don't desire ownership. I seek balance. Your heartbeat and mine, two tides that rise as one or drown apart. He set her beneath a weather-beaten boathouse overgrown with seagrass. Rain drummed the tin roof like war drums. In the dim interior, rows of lobster cages hung, smelling of rust and salt. Killian knelt, eyes shimmering teal as moonlit waves. Our ancestors forged a bond to quiet the ocean's wrath, an alpha sworn to a sea-seer. Without that union, storms will tear the coast to shreds. Tonight was only a whisper of what's coming. Marina hugged herself, shivering less from cold than from truth cracking her reality. Her mother's diary, hidden in a cedar chest, suddenly blazed in her memory, pages of cryptic verses about the deep calling and a promise etched in tide. She had dismissed them as poetic ramblings of a woman lost to the ocean 2 decades earlier. Now those words rose like ghost ships from fog. "I'm a marine biologist, not some mythic seer," she whispered. "You are both." His fingers brushed her temple, gentle as foam. A rush of sensation flooded her. Memories not hers. Moonlit rituals on black sand beaches, silver cords binding wrists, wolves howling at storm-split skies, a child born with eyes reflecting tides. She staggered, vision spinning. He caught her again, steadying. "Why me?" she croaked. Killian inhaled, chest expanding with grief. "Because my vow was broken the night your mother died. I failed to save her. The ocean marked me in chains forged of guilt. I have until the blood moon, 7 nights, to bind with you, or the sea will claim thousands to balance what was lost." His words echoed like cathedral bells. Marina's throat constricted. Her mother's body had never been found after her boat capsized on a calm day, leaving only driftwood and unanswered questions. Rage flared. "You talk of vows, yet you let her drown." Rain hissed. Killian's shoulders sagged. "I arrived too late. The current was stronger than fate. But I won't fail again." Marina stepped back. Planks creaked under pooled water. "You think I'll just forget 2 decades of grief? Let myself be shackled to some prophecy." "Prophecies don't shackle," he murmured. "They reveal paths. Only hearts decide chains." Outside, thunder fractured again, 3 quick cracks like warning shots. A silhouette appeared at the doorway. Lean, predatory. A second wolfkin, eyes silver like stormlit steel, armed with a harpoon carved from whale bone. "Alpha," the newcomer barked. "The tidal council approaches. They demand proof you've secured the seer." Killian stiffened. "Not yet, Calyx." The warrior's jaw clenched. "Then they will rip your crown for weakness. And they will drown the girl themselves." Marina's pulse erupted. "I am not drowning, and no council decides my fate." Calyx pivoted, surprise flickering. "Feisty," he sneered. "But the sea takes what she's owed." Killian moved faster than thought, interposing between them. Chain-bound wrists glowed, a ward sparking blue. "Touch her, and the ocean's fury will seem merciful." For a heartbeat, 3 wills clashed. Marina's raw defiance, Calyx's lethal obedience, Killian's tortured duty. Rain hammered, roof groaned. Then Calyx lowered his harpoon, lip curling. "You have until moon's zenith." He vanished into the deluge, footsteps dissolving. Marina exhaled shakily. "Your people plan to sacrifice me if I say no." "Some think blood cheaper than consent," Killian admitted, anguish sharpening his features. "I won't allow it." "But you'll keep me prisoner?" His throat bobbed. "I'll keep you safe. There's a difference if you let there be." She held his gaze, storms clashing in the space between. Memories of her mother's lullabies, tales of love stronger than tide, rose, wrapping her anger in doubt. What if this impossible man, bound by grief, was her only chance to uncover the truth of her lineage and end the curse drowning families for generations? A sudden gust flung the boathouse doors wide. Rain burst inside, extinguishing the lone lantern. Darkness swallowed them, broken only by lightning illuminating Killian's silhouette and the tempestuous sea beyond. Marina's voice trembled. "Where do we go now?" "First," Killian said, stepping toward the storm, "we find the Echo Isles before the council does. There, the past sleeps, waiting to be woken or buried." He extended his hand. Outside, waves rose, luminous under jagged light, as though urging her onward. Marina inhaled brine-laced wind, heart-pounding rhythm to the surf. Choice coiled tight in her chest. Behind her lay a shattered dock, lost vessel, life of data and rationality sinking beneath myth. Ahead, secrets, danger, and a bond she felt tugging like a riptide on her soul. She laid trembling fingers in his, and the sea answered with a roar that swallowed all undertow. Mist coiled over the moon-silvered water as Killian guided a sleek, age-scarred skiff away from Greywater's ruins. Marina huddled beneath a weather-stiff canvas cloak, breath frosting in the April night. The Atlantic looked endless, yet a latent energy rippled beneath its glassy surface, like a creature holding its breath. Lantern light flickered across Killian's profile, revealing more stories in each scar than she dared imagine. They sailed in silence until land became a memory. Marina finally spoke. What are the Echo Isles? Killians or paused mid-stroke. Six fragments of volcanic rock, arranged like a broken crown. The Heartstone sits at the center. Legend says it records every oath sworn to the sea and the price when those oaths are broken. And you believe we'll find answers? My mother's truths. She traced the salt-etched rail with trembling fingers. I believe, he said, throat tight, that the stone will either cleanse my chains or drown me if I lie. It favors verity above all. A shiver skittered along her spine. And the council? They'll follow our wake. He nodded toward the horizon, where faint torches bobbed aboard a vessel three times their size. Calyx's ship. Loyalists who think a king is only as strong as the fear he inspires. Lightning licked distant clouds. Marina's pulse quickened. We'll never outrun them in this boat. We won't need to. He jabbed his oar, and sapphire runes flared along its shaft. The skiff surged, slicing the chop like a predator. Wind shrieked over the gunwales. Marina clutched the rail, exhilaration drowning fear. Hours blurred. Dawn threatened, graying the sky. Then darkness crawled back, as if the sun reconsidered. Ahead, black silhouettes pierced swirling fog, rock spires jutting from restless surf. An archway of stone teeth opened into a hidden lagoon, luminescent kelp lighting emerald shallows. They slipped inside, water calm as breath held. On the largest aisle stood ruins of cyclopean walls. Sea vines crawled over cracked masonry, and obsidian statues of wolves ringed a courtyard where a single monolith, smooth, half-crystalline, rose from tidal pools. The Heartstone. Killian anchored at a mossy pier. Stay close. The stone judges motive as much as truth. They clambered onto slick basalt. At once, Marina's skin prickled. Memories she'd never lived humming beneath her flesh. Ancestral chanting. Salt mixing with blood. A woman's lullaby. She staggered. Killian steadied her. The stone recognizes your line. Marina approached the monolith. Within its translucent core swirled visions, storm-torn nights, vows whispered, lives surrendered to appease waves. She raised a palm. The surface warmed, lighting runes that spiraled outward and floated around them like fireflies. A voice, hers yet not hers, echoed inside her mind. Name the betrayal, and the ocean shall expose its root. Marina's throat tightened. Mother, show me why you died. Light flared blinding white. Images crashed. Her mother holding newborn Marina beside a wolf shifter. Killian, younger, unchained, promising to guard them. Then betrayal. The same wolf driving a dagger into ceremonial sand, refusing an oath. Storms erupted. A hull shattered. Her mother's...
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Swept overboard, Killian diving after, but a silver-eyed shifter yanked him back, binding chains as punishment. The silver gaze belonged to Calyx. Marina gasped, stumbling away. Sight bled into reality where Killian knelt, pain raw in his stare. You refused the oath, she whispered. I begged a single day's delay, he rasped. I feared the bond would trap your mother's freedom. The council called it treason. Before I could reaffirm, Calyx sabotaged her boat to force compliance. The sea took her instead. Tears blurred Marina's vision. So my mother died in a power play. Killian bowed his head. I have lived each dawn reliving that hour. A crunch echoed among the pillars, boots on gravel. Calyx stepped from the shadows with six armored shifters, harpoons, gleaming. Touching family reunion, he sneered. But the stone also honors blood. He brandished a curved blade etched with tidal runes. By the council's decree, the seer must be bound tonight, or her heart offered. Killian rose, fury igniting his aura. Chains smoked azure flame. You murdered our queen. Now you threaten her heir. Our people starve while you chase ghosts. Calyx's eyes flashed silver. End this. He lunged. Killian met him mid-leap, claws and steel clashing. Sparks sizzled. Marina backed toward the stone as chaos erupted. Wolves shifting midair, snarls echoing off ruins. She searched for escape, but columns hemmed her in. A harpoon whistled at her chest. Reflex guided her palm against the monolith. Its power burst outward, forming a shimmering barrier that deflected the spear into the lagoon. Shock widened every combatant's eyes. "She commands the heart," one guard shouted, panic fraying his growl. Marina felt knowledge pour into her, the tidal language of old. Waves responded to unspoken will. She whispered, "Rise," and water geysered, knocking two attackers from their feet. Calyx roared. "Enough." He hurled a dagger, not at Killian but the stone. Metal bit crystal, cracking its core. A violet fissure splintered outward. The aisle itself rumbled. Killian pivoted, horror on his face. "Marina, the lagoon's mantle will rupture." Stone shards glowed molten, spiraling upward as if drawn by unseen gravity. Wind howled cyclone fierce. The fissure widened, and seawater began funneling into a yawning abyss beneath the monolith. Calyx scrambled for footing, but the ground shifted, tilting like a sinking deck. "What have you done?" he snarled at Marina, though his own blade still quivered in the fracture. "I protected myself," she shot back, heart hammering. "No," Killian barked, seizing her hand. "The stone's heart now seeks equilibrium. It will swallow the isle to mend the wound. We must leave now." Columns toppled, statues cracked. Guards fled toward boats that shattered as whirlpools formed. Killian hauled Marina down a crumbling stair to the skiff. Rain began, hot, unnatural, hissing on the surging sea. They pushed off, oars churning. Behind them, the monolith imploded in a pulse of violet light. Tidal waves blossomed outward, lifting their skiff to terrifying heights. Marina clutched Killian's arm. Over the roar, Calyx's voice carried, command or curse, as his own vessel careened toward them. "You will not escape." The CO's blood. A whirlpool spun between both boats, sucking debris, statues, even fragments of basalt into its throat. Water tore at the hull, threatening to capsize them. Killian locked eyes with Marina. "Trust me?" She nodded despite terror. He tossed her a rope tied to his runic chains. "When I shift, wrap this round my waist and hold. I'll swim the currents faster than any hull." He leapt, body shimmering into his wolf form, silver black and colossal. Marina looped the rope, fingers slick. The skiff lurched again. Calyx's vessel slammed a wave's crest 20 yards away, harpoons lining its rails. Marina felt the pull of the vortex intensify, suction roaring like dragons. She climbed over the gunwale, heart in her mouth, and plunged into frigid chaos. Immediate shock seized her lungs. Killian surfaced beside her, eyes neon teal, chains humming. She clung to his thick ruff as he kicked with impossible power, carving through torrents that dragged timber like straw. Yet the whirlpool's throat widened, horizon tilting vertical. Calyx's ship listed, masts snapping. The sky spun, clouds, water, debris all swirling into one colossal spiral. Killian dove, hauling Marina beneath. Pressure hammered her ears, darkness closed in. She tried to trust, but the rope burned her palms, slack then taut as his momentum faltered. Up above, the maelstrom roared louder than any storm she'd known. For a heartbeat, she wondered if destiny was never to choose between land or sea, only to be consumed by an ancient maelstrom. Darkness swallowed the ocean as Marina sank, pressure crushing her lungs until all she could hear was her pulse drumming like a distant war. Killian's wolf body strained against the whirlpool's pull, his chains glowing cobalt, but even his otherworldly strength faltered under the spiral's ravenous grip. Splinters of shattered mass spun past, ghostly reminders of Calyx's ruined ship now circling overhead. Marina's fingers slipped along the rope. Panic clawed her ribs. If she let go, the current would drag her into black oblivion. She fought to focus, recalling the lagoon's lessons. The sea listens to the seer's will. Through the cacophony, she whispered a single plea, ease. The water around her limbs softened, swirling instead of slamming, as though considering her request. Killian twisted, his massive head nudging her shoulder, eyes blazing encouragement. With the reprieve, he kicked toward the spiral's outer rim, ascending in short, powerful bursts. Marina followed his momentum, chanting silent commands, lift, lighten, part. Gradually, the vortex loosened its stranglehold, streams of bubbles spiraling away rather than toward the abyss. They broke the surface inside a funnel of towering water walls, dawn bleeding crimson through torn clouds. Marina gasped air sweet as salvation, yet danger lurked. Debris still rained, and the whirlpool remained a hungry throat below. Killian paddled for a jagged outcropping protruding from the maelstrom's rim, Twin Fong Rock. Waves pummeled the spire, but its peak rose just high enough for a precarious foothold. He heaved Marina onto slick basalt, then shifted to human form, breathing hard. You calm the current, he said, wonder softening exhaustion. I ask, she replied, shaking. And it listened, partly. But we're not safe. True. Across the churning chasm, Calyx clung to a ruined mast wedged in swirling water, silver eyes fixed on them with venom. Two surviving guards scrambled across driftwood toward him. Thunder growled overhead. Dust-huge clouds stacked in bruised layers. Killian scanned the turbulence. The whirlpool's collapse will fling us seaward. We need higher ground. Higher. Marina gestured to the sky. We're in open ocean sitting on a toothpick. He tilted his head, listening beyond mortal senses. There's an under-reef cavern beneath this rock, an ancient refuge for tide-bound. If we enter before the funnel snaps, the sea will spit us out in the glass channel, miles from here. Lightning forked near Calyx, illuminating his furious expression. Marina swallowed. Lead the way. Killian guided her to a gap, where waves sucked in and out like the breath of some leviathan. Timing their dive during an ebb, they plunged through the fissure. Darkness enveloped, but phosphorescent algae glazed the tunnel walls, casting jade light. The passage angled steeply downward before curving into an air pocket chamber that resonated with a deep, oceanic hum. Crystal formations spiraled from the ceiling like frozen whirlpools. At the cavern center sat an altar of mother of pearl, worn smooth by centuries of tides. Faded carvings depicted wolf shifters bound to robed figures, both kneeling before a colossal wave. Marina exhaled awe. This place, it feels alive. It is, Killian murmured. The Heartstone was a focus, but every refuge along the coast channels the sea's memory. Here, truths cannot hide. As if summoned, images rippled across the pearlescent altar, shadows of people long gone acting out silent dramas. Marina saw her mother again, younger, radiant, standing before the council. Next to her, another woman, stern, raven-haired, hand resting on a young boy's shoulder. Marina's breath hitched. The boy bore her own hazel eyes. That's me, she whispered. But who is the woman? High Seer Valora, Killian said. Your grandmother. Shock knife through Marina. Her mother had never spoken of Valora. The vision shifted. Valora arguing with Calyx's father, Elder Torin. Gestures grew violent. Torin slammed a staff, waves sloshing around their ankles though they were inland, a seer's warning. Valora shielded the boy, young Marina, then turned and fled. The scene dissolved. Marina swayed, mind reeling. They were trying to take me even then. Killian's face tightened. Torin believed controlling the next seer would secure absolute power. Your grandmother defied him. Torin's bloodline continues through Calyx. Calyx and I are related? Her stomach lurched. Half cousins, Killian confirmed. Seer blood runs thin. The council hoards every drop. Footsteps echoed down the tunnel entrance. Calyx's voice carried, dripping malice, enough reminiscing. Hand over the girl. Killian stepped before the altar, claws half formed. Back, Calyx. This cavern will not heed violence. Calyx emerged, soaked but lethal, guards flanking. He leveled a rune-etched crossbow, then let the sea choose. He fired, though not at Killian. The bolt pierced the altar, cracked spider-webbed, releasing a shockwave that knocked everyone to their knees. Water burst from the fissures in torrential jets, flooding the chamber. Pearlescent shards floated like dying stars. Marina struggled upright as ankle-deep water climbed fast. Calyx smirked. Without the altar, this refuge collapses. Only I know the escape route. Killian growled. You doom yourself. I embrace destiny, Calix hissed, gesturing to a guard who tossed him a conch-shaped horn. He blew, its mournful note tremored the sea. The walls bellowed back, cavern quaking. Water rose to Marina's waist. Killian seized Marina's hand. We must reach the spiracle, a vertical tunnel at the far wall. Hurry. They splashed across the slick floor while cracks rained stalactites. Calix pursued, shouting over thunderous collapse. At the spiracle's base, seawater already surged. Killian pushed Marina toward the shaft. It leads to the glass channel. You can command the water to lift you. And you, she cried. I'll hold him off. No. But his eyes, gentle, pleading, left no time. Water reached her chest. With a sob, she dove into the vertical tunnel, summoning a spiral current that coiled around her body, jetting upward like a liquid elevator. Below, echoes of steel and fury dwindled. The column shot through layers of coral-lit rock before bursting into open sea-tinted turquoise by rising sun. Marina surfaced amid glittering swells at the channel's mouth, calm waters bordered by towering cliffs of crystalline quartz. She gulped air, scanning desperately. Seconds later, turbulence frothed beside her. Killian emerged, wounded, crossbow bolt jutting from his shoulder, blood blooming in crimson wisps. He gasped but managed a wan smile. He won't follow for now. Marina swam to him, knotting fabric round the wound. Why risk yourself? Because your life redeems my past. Losing you would tighten my chains forever. She pressed her forehead to his. We need allies, not just each other. The council's too strong. Killian's gaze drifted to cliffs glistening with sunlight. There is one who might help, a rogue seer who forsook the council decades ago. She dwells in the crystal shoals. Marina's heart pounded. Then we find her. They clambered onto a quartz ledge where morning light refracted rainbows around them. A distant roar echoed, a landslide? No, something larger. Killian's eyes narrowed. The council awakens the deep tremor. They'll unleash tidal quakes along the eastern seaboard until you surrender. Marina's resolve hardened. Then we end their hold before innocent lives pay. High above, black-winged gulls wheeled, crying warnings. The sea's surface shimmered, forming concentric rings racing outward, premonition of colossal displacement heading for populous shores. A countdown. Killian clasped Marina's hands. Crystal shoals lie 2 days west if currents favor us. But the surge approaches faster. She inhaled salt air heavy with foreboding. We'll forge a shortcut. How? By commanding the tide on a scale no seer ever dared. Fear flitted across her features, yet determination blazed brighter. I'll need your strength and trust. He nodded without hesitation. Together, they stepped to the water's edge. Marina closed her eyes, feeling the ocean's vast heartbeat. She whispered, voice quaking, answer your air. Carry as swift as vengeance. The channel churned, forming a sinuous river atop the sea, like liquid glass winding toward the horizon. Killian shifted, offering his wolf form as vessel. Marina mounted, gripping his fur as the current seized them, flinging both forward with impossible speed. Behind, a low rumble built, the first distant shockwave of the council's weaponized tremor. Ahead, the crystal-bright river carved through cresting swells, leading into unknown trials. But Marina's mind held one aim, unmasking generations of betrayal and ending the blood-bond tyranny. Spray slashed her cheeks, sunlight fractured in rainbow arcs, and the horizon boiled with gathering tempest. Echoes of distant thunder chased Marina and Killian along the shining river current slicing the Atlantic. Water curled upward like glass walls, shielding them from surrounding chop as if they traveled inside a living artery. Wind whipped Marina's hair back in silver ribbons. Beneath her, Killian's lupin muscles coiled with every surge. Spray flashed iridescent prisms, but the roar of approaching tremors rolled louder, an ominous drum promising devastation to every eastern harbor. Hours blurred into heartbeats until the crystalline corridor dissolved against a horizon ablaze with vermilion dusk. Ahead, alabaster atolls glittered beneath shallow turquoise seas, the crystal shoals. Jagged quartz reefs breached the surface, refracting sunlight in blinding shards. Some spires resembled cathedral windows. Others, the ribs of colossal sea beasts. Their liquid highway dispersed, dropping them into calmer waves. Killian shifted to human form, arms still bandaged but determination unbroken. "We made it in half a day," he noted, marveling. "Your command of tide grows." Marina nodded, though fatigue clawed her eyes. "Every time I listen, the ocean answers faster, but it also asks more." She sensed a restless undercurrent quivering beneath the shoals, like an audience awaiting the next act. They waded ashore onto warm, shimmering sand embedded with tiny crystals. Each step lit sparks of pastel light. Gulls circled overhead, their cries oddly muted, as if the shoals devoured sound. Killian scanned the labyrinth of coral arches and mirrored pools. "Ira dwells beyond the prism gate," he murmured. They followed a bone-white path until a massive archway of fused quartz towered before them, facets bending sunset into riotous rainbows. Runic sigils etched its keystone, the tide language Marina had begun to decipher. "Truth passes, deceit shatters." Beyond, narrow channels meandered between giant crystal blades. A whisper slithered through the air. "Stake your bond and purpose." The voice was everywhere and nowhere, ethereal as whale song. Killian bowed. "I am Killian Tidebound, Alpha of the Greywater Pact, bearer of chains forged in penance. I seek counsel." Marina steadied her breath. "Marina Cortez, daughter of Isla Valora, seer slain by the council's treachery. I seek justice and a way to save coastal lives from their deep tremor." Silence stretched. Light within the arch pulsed. Then a figure materialized as though woven from refracted beams. A woman in flowing robes the color of moonlit surf, hair a waterfall of silver blue, eyes crystalline and peerless. Ira Glass, the rogue seer. She approached barefoot, every stride leaving blooming lotus patterns in the sand. "Your names weigh heavy," she said, voice resonant like struck crystal. "Enter, but leave falsehood outside." They passed the arch. Instant hush fell, as if the world beyond glass withdrew. Inside, a basin mirrored star-flecked sky though night had not yet fallen. Schools of translucent fish glided through airborne water globes, suspended like lanterns, their scales chiming delicate notes. Ira gestured to a circular dais. "Speak." Killian explained Calyx's coup, the Heartstone's destruction, the looming tidal quakes. Marina recounted her visions, the whirlpool, Calyx's attempt on her life. Ira listened, expression unreadable. When they finished, she closed her eyes, laying palms upon a crystal plinth. Lines of light spidered across it, projecting a map of the U.S. eastern seaboard hovering midair. Red fissures crawled from the mid-Atlantic ridge toward shore, pulsing, countdown to cataclysm. "Calyx harnesses the deep tremor with an artifact known as the Leviathan Core," Ira revealed. "Forged from voidstone, it amplifies seismic faults. In 24 hours, three shockwaves will collide, birthing a mega tsunami." Marina swallowed. "Can we stop it?" Ira's gaze softened on Marina. "Only the Seer's lineage can wield equal force. But power exacts price. You must shatter the core within the lunar confluence, the place where moonlight, earth shift, and tide align. Tonight, beneath the supermoon, that nexus manifests in the eye trench, depths no unbound wolf can survive." Killian stepped forward. "Then bind me anew." Marina's heart jolted. "Killian," he met her eyes. "The bond cost your mother her life because I hesitated. I won't hesitate now." Ira circled them, inspecting his glowing chains. "These shackles are half curse, half key. Break them incorrectly, and they drown his soul. Unlock them with willing union, and they become conduits of your combined strength." Marina's pulse thundered. "Union? You mean a binding ceremony, like my mother's oath?" "Similar, yet fiercer," Ira said. "Seer and Alpha share breath, blood, and vow under moonlit crest. Their hearts beat in sync, their power twins. If either falters, both perish." Silence quivered. Marina remembered Killian's arms rescuing her from Pier and Maelstrom. She felt the ocean's thrumming answer inside her ribcage, echoing his. Fear whispered of being chained to destiny, but love, sudden, undeniable, rose like tide in full moonlight. She placed her hand over Killian's heartbeat. "Then we bind." Before Ira could prepare ritual space, Crystal chimes shattered into discord. The basin's mirrored surface convulsed, vision of shoreline cities flickering to show riot scenes. Sirens, evacuations, surging tides already licking boardwalks. Worse, a chorus of thunderous wingbeats filled the chamber. Through the archway, shadows descended, wolves with obsidian-tipped wings, council strike guardians. Killian growled. Calyx moves faster than we thought. Marina met Ira's gaze. Can this sanctuary repel them? Ira flicked wrists. Quartz pillars flared azure shields across entrances. Yet the winged wolves unleashed sonic howls, cracks forming in shields. From sky beyond, a larger shape loomed. Calyx astride a stormforged manta beast, his silver eyes ablaze. In one fist, he brandished a pulsating black sphere, the Leviathan core. Every beat sent ripples through sand, columns, hearts. Seer, his voice boomed like cannon. Step out, surrender your power, and I may spare these sacred prisms. Defy me, and the shoals shatter first, then every city to follow. Marina clutched the plinth edge. Ira whispered, if the chorus strikes quartz here, its resonance will amplify, destroying the shoals, breaking the last sanctuary. Killian flexed claws. I'll distract him, by time for the binding. No, Marina's voice cut decisive. We face him together. But first, Ira, start the ritual. Fuse our powers enough to defend this place. Ira's hands flew in sigils. The basin parted to reveal a rising dais of conjoined crystal hearts. Marina and Killian stepped upon it. Lunar light, though sun still lingered, tunneled through the ceiling, bathing them in argent. Ira chanted. Runes ignited around their ankles, spiraling upward like glowing kelp. Outside, Calyx hurled the sphere. It struck a shield, fissuring it with black lightning. Winged wolves dove, talons screeching across crystal. Shards rained like lethal confetti. Blood thundered in Marina's ears. She locked eyes with Killian. Ready? His answer was a breath laced with quiet devotion, always. They clasped wrists. Runes sank beneath skin, weaving luminous threads between pulses. Marina felt Killian's memories, his first shift, his anguish at her mother's death. Interlaced with hers, childhood days on piers, unanswered questions, raw night of discovering tide call in her veins. Pain and love merged into incandescent current. Chains on Killian's wrists heated white hot, then shattered, fragments spinning to fuse into new bracers wrapping both of their forearms like liquid silver. Energy roared outward, meeting Calyx's second strike. A shockwave erupted, hurling winged wolves back. The Leviathan core dimmed, its glow siphoned by the Union's birth. Calyx snarled, manta beast bucking. You tether your fates, then drown together. He flung the sphere once more, but a column of water erupted from sand, intercepting it midair. The sphere hovered, trapped inside liquid vortex shaped by Marina's will. She guided it gently to Ira, whose eyes widened with opportunity. Ira encased the core in crystalline prison. We can purge its void stone, but only within the lunar confluence. Calyx's roar split the sky. He raised a horn of black coral and blue. The sea beyond the shoals convulsed. A gigantic wall of water rose, higher than city skyscrapers. His premature release of the deep tremor surge aimed directly at their enclave. Ira paled. He'll obliterate the shoals to reclaim the core and break your bond. Marina stepped to edge of shattered arch, new bracers glowing. She felt the tsunami's gravity, the terror of fish fleeing before it, the creak of tectonic plates complaining. She could redirect, but only with Killian at her side. She turned. We ride the surge, guided into the eye trench. There we cleanse the core. Killian nodded, shifting. Marina mounted his wolf form. Ira opened a crystalline causeway leading directly into the roiling giant. As they launched, Calyx dived in pursuit, manta beast slicing foam. They reached the wave's sheer face, water roaring, moon's first rise silvering its crest. Marina stretched her senses into the monstrous swell, coaxing it to cradle them rather than crush. The wave answered, curving inward to bear them like a chariot of liquid starlight. Calyx's manta latched behind, claws scraping Killian's flank. A battle erupted upon the moving mountain. Snarls, sparks, tidal spears. Marina fought to keep control of the surge while deflecting harpoons forged from void stone. Each strike weakened her focus. The wave wavered, threatening to crash prematurely. Moonlight intensified, spotlighting a whirlpool forming ahead, the eye trench's maw. An entire ocean funnel aimed to swallow them. That was the confluence. They were minutes from destiny. Kallax sensed, redoubling assault. He leapt from Manta to Killian's back, dagger poised for Marina's heart. In an instinctive burst, she redirected the water beneath them, flipping the wave's lip. All three plummeted freefall, straight toward the swirling throat of the trench. Killian twisted midair, jaws clamping Kallax's arm. The dagger fell, swallowed by foam. They collided with water column, sucked downward in spiraling descent. Luminescent plankton lit the shaft, painting combatants ghostly green. Marina clung to Killian, core still imprisoned in crystal clutched to her chest. Pressure built, lungs screamed. Below, luminous rift opened, the confluence altar of obsidian pentagon ringed by glowing glyphs. Energy speared upward like moonlight made solid. They had seconds. Kallax tore free of Killian's bite, grabbing Marina's ankle. "The SIBO's to my blood," he rasped, eyes silver flames. He yanked, dragging her toward him, bracers sparking as union strained. Marina's hold on the core slipped. Crystal prison cracked, void stone pulsating. The pulse resonated with Kallax's heartbeat, wave structure destabilizing. Above, tsunami wall began to tilt sideways. If released now, it would slam into the shoals and cascade onto mainland shores within hours. Heartbeats thundered. Marina reached for Killian, distance widened. The void stone shard within the core splintered, unleashing tendrils of dark energy. Each tendril latched onto her bracer, trying to corrupt the bond. She screamed silent bubbles. Killian propelled toward her, but Kallax blocked, claws slashing, eyes manic. "Your power is mine." Marina stared into Kallax's face and finally saw it. Not triumph, but fear. Fear of insignificance, of the tide rejecting his fragile will. Compassion flickered, but she steeled herself. No more stolen destinies. She forced bracer threads to flare, channeling both her empathy and fury. Light seared, blinding, cerulean, burning void tendrils, shattering Kallax's clawed grasp. He recoiled, howling, arms encased in petrifying salt. Killian burst through, embracing her. Together, they redirected final fragments of energy into the core, driving it like a spear into the obsidian altar at the trench's heart. An explosion of light and silence erupted. Tsunami mass froze mid-flow, suspended like gigantic sculpture. Outside, arcs of water glistened, straining between collapse and obedience. Void stone imploded, releasing stored seismic fury as harmless bioluminescent mist. Kallax, encased in salt crystal, drifted upward helplessly. Yet cracks spread in the altar, ancient forces unbalanced. The confluence began imploding, vacuum tugging. Marina and Killian's bond bracers heated, threatening to overload. Killian's eyes met hers, question unspoken. She nodded, they would sacrifice if needed. He drew her close, bracers merged, forming a shield around them. But pressure intensified, pulling them toward a widening rift beyond which yawed uncharted deep. Marina focused every remaining ounce of will to stabilize the water above, guiding the stalled tsunami to settle into gentle rolling swells instead of murderous wall. She felt coastal cities breathe relief miles away. Yet with that act, her strength snapped, shield flickered. The rift roared, vacuum irresistible. They were dragged downward, deeper than any known trench, stars of bioluminescence streaking past like constellations in reverse. Killian wrapped arms around her, eyes fierce yet calm. Marina clasped his hands, acceptance flooding her chest. They crossed the rift's threshold, and everything went silent, weightless, endless. Ahead glowed a colossal doorway sculpted of midnight blue stone, runes older than tide. A current, gentle but undeniable, carried them toward it. Killian whispered into her mind, "Where are we?" Her answer trembled, "I don't know, but it feels like the ocean's soul." Behind them, the rift narrowed, threatening to seal. They had one chance. To retreat or venture deeper into this primordial realm, whose secrets might rewrite every oath ever sworn. Marina's choice formed, but words never came. The doorway flared open, pulling them beyond the world they knew, to truths unseen, leaving the shoals, the council, even time itself poised on a staggering brink. Solstice light, neither sun nor moon, but something purer, bloomed beyond the midnight blue doorway as Marina and Killian drifted into the ocean's hidden heart. They hovered in a vast sphere of water, so clear it felt like breathed glass. Constellations of bioluminescent plankton twinkled around them, forming shifting sigils that pulsed with the planet's ancient rhythm. Here, gravity surrendered, water itself chose where to flow, and time slowed to the hush of a single, resonant heartbeat. A voice echoed without sound, deep as tectonic plates shifting. Child of tide, why do you enter the wellspring unbidden? Marina's thoughts answered instinctively. To end the chain of blood and storm. To free both sea and shore from bargains sealed in grief. Runes flared brighter, coalescing into a translucent figure, Isla Valora, her mother, luminous and ageless. Tears blurred Marina's vision. She reached out, fingers piercing gentle light. Mother, I thought the sea devoured you. It carried me here, Isla replied, voice like water over crystal. I became the wellspring's guardian, waiting for the heir who would rewrite the pact. She glanced at Killian with fond sorrow. Your bond is the key, but its power must be wielded without vengeance. Behind them, the salt-encased form of Calyx pulled through the narrowing rift, hovered like a suspended accusation. Isla gestured, and the crystal prison settled upon a coral dais. His rage is born of pain. End the cycle. Do not simply reverse its blade. Marina's jaw trembled. He murdered, betrayed, as did many before him, driven by fear the tide might choose another. Isla's gaze softened. Break fear, you break the storm. Killian wrapped an arm around Marina. How? The wellspring offers one final rite, Isla said. Unravel the Leviathan Core's void stone within this sanctum, and it will become a heartstone reborn, linking wolf and seer through harmony, not dominance. But the rite demands an equal offering of spirit. One of you must relinquish the shape you were born to keep balance. Shock rippled through Marina and Killian's bond. He squeezed her hand. My wolf has walked centuries. I will give it. No, Marina whispered. Your wolf is part of you, your freedom. I spent years denying my heritage. I'll surrender what I was before the tide claimed me. Isla shook her head. Sacrifice cannot be chosen in guilt. It must arise from love. Silence stretched. Until the crystal encasing Calyx suddenly cracked. His silver eyes glimmered with resignation, not wrath. Let it be me, he said, voice muffled yet clear. I have chased power out of terror of insignificance. If my life can pay the debt, take it. Marina stared. Compassion, unexpected, undesired, bloomed. Life is not a coin. The sea demands balance, not blood. Isla nodded. Then share the cost. Three hearts, three legacies, wolf, seer, council, braided together. Each relinquishes one chain of fate. Runes unfurled around them like glowing ribbons, weaving into a tri-spiral knot. Void stone fragments floated from Marina's crystal prison, pulsing menacing black. Killian placed his bracer against the shards. Their silver surface drank the darkness, transmuting it into pearl. Marina added her bracer. Light deepened to shimmering teal. Finally, Calyx pressed his self-scarred palms, cracks in his crystal shell dissolved, releasing him as the last void fleck merged into opalescent glow. The tri-spiral contracted, condensing into a newborn heartstone that hovered between them, beating like a second sun. Around the sphere, Marina felt chains snapping, those binding Killian's ancestry, those fettering council law, and even those in her own soul that whispered destiny must equal doom. A tide of pure relief washed through the wellspring, rippling outward in rings that she sensed racing to every coastline. Isla smiled, eyes bright with pride and farewell. The pact is rewritten. Go. Bear the heartstone to the surface as symbol and shield. Guide our people to partnership with the sea. The wellspring began to dim. Doorway behind them widened into a rising current. Marina reached for her mother, But Islaw's form dispersed into starlit plankton, joining the tide with serene grace. "I'm not gone," her voice echoed. "I am every crest, every hush of waves upon your heart." Current sees Marina, Killian, and a stunned Calyx, spiraling them upward through the rift now reversed into a living conduit of returning power. They shot past blooming corals through the eye trench's mouth and burst into moonlit surface calm. The Leviathan tsunami was gone, converted to rolling swells that glittered under the supermoon. Killian, still cradling the heartstone, shifted effortlessly, not losing human speech. "My wolf remains, but walks beside, not ahead." He looked astonished yet whole. Calyx treaded water, humbler. "The council will not accept this easily." "They won't have to," Marina said, feeling Wellspring's strength steady in her veins. She raised the stone, moonlight refracted, projecting three intertwined symbols into the sky. Wolf, wave, crystal. Far-flung packs and seer outposts would witness and understand a new covenant. Overhead, rescue helicopters searched for tsunami damage that never came. Sirens stilled. Coastal towns reported only mild flooding and a mysterious rainbow halo shimmering along the horizon, calming seas. They swam to a research buoy, where Marina triggered an emergency flare. Minutes later, a Coast Guard vessel arrived. Crew gasped at the sight of three castaways glowing faintly with lunar radiance. Marina simply smiled. "We're home,"